Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are alone. Yesterday they told you you would not go.
Uh, 2019.
Sounds very futuristic.
I can't believe it. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year indeed.
What a year it's been.
I think it was actually a pretty good year.
Now this year, 2019.
No, this year it sucks. I woke up this morning, I had terrible sex with my wife, then I started coughing so violently I threw up like a quart of stomach bile in my bathroom, and then I got dressed to walk the dogs, and I farted and I shit all in my sweatpants. And that was all before 6 a.m.
That's like a new Army commercial.
Yeah, so I do more disgusting things. So,
you were drinking all weekend or something?
Yeah, I'm just...
Yeah, it's always like, and then my 8. You don't eat your wife's pussy, so that didn't get you sick.
Good point. No, but
You got a problem.
I'm just coughing a lot, and the coughing incites the vomiting. And my asshole, that's a whole other story. And I'm not talking about my father.
We should get we should get like a proctologist in here. Look at your asshole.
I do want to see a doctor. I'm a little nervous because I'm afraid of, you know, I'm afraid they're going to say something horrible to me.
Well, you're blind. What else can it be?
Oh, lots of stuff. I'm
cancer too.
I'm just riddled.
Give me some bad news.
Yeah, I'm just riddled with tumors. You know, like I don't know. So, but then you know, Joe DeRosa is staying at my house, and then I had to like go into the fourth bedroom.
So you hung out with him?
Yeah, we spent Christmas Eve together. I mean, Christmas Eve. We spent New Year's Eve together. Him, Megan Hanley, Sherrod Small.
Who's Megan Hanley?
He's a comic. She opens for Nick DiPaolo.
Oh.
A lot. I don't know. She's really cute. She's very nice. She did my show like years ago, like 4 years ago. And we went to Gotham and then went to Broadway Comedy Club. And then I was telling the booth this, but I walked into this Irish pub on 3rd Avenue. And I was going to, first round was going to be on me.
I woke up the whole bar?
No, just the 7 people we were with. So I walk up. Do you know this comic Baron? He's like 6'6".
No.
Great. He's an LA guy.
Oh, Bronston?
Yes, Bronston.
That's Baron.
Me. Sorry. Anyway, I woke up the bartender.
It's Megan Hanley?
Yeah, she's cute, right?
She's very plain.
I like what women like. I like
a good face for a comic, though.
Yeah.
Very nondescript.
Like she looks like a volleyball player or something. That was what Joe said. But no, so I walk up the bartender.
We're saying nice things. Yeah, don't call what somebody else says.
I'm saying something nice too. So I walk.
What'd you say?
I said she looks like an ex volleyball player. Like she's in good shape.
How do you know?
She's because I've
felt her.
Yeah, I felt her. Well, that's why I got in trouble with the fucking Irish. On the Irish bar, I walked in. The bartender looks at me. She goes, "You're that blind guy." And I said, pardon me? I said, well, I'm kind of blind. Yeah. And she goes, she goes, you were here last year and I had to throw you out because you were walking around pinching girls' asses. And
you were near the stand?
I was near the stand, Paul Gogley's. Yeah, right near the stand.
Why were we there this year?
Because we were at Broadway, which is close.
No, it's not.
It's close-ish. You can walk there.
Broadway Comedy Club?
Yeah, it's like 25th Street and like 3rd Avenue or something.
And we New York Comedy Club?
Maybe New York Comedy Club. Sorry. New York Comedy Club.
You're really on your game today.
No, I'm not.
Baron Jones.
Right.
And Broadway Comedy Club, which is at 58th Avenue and 50th
Street. I'm mistaken. Sorry. The one that you said.
It's second.
Like it fucking matters. So, anyway.
It does for the story. You can't walk to a bar on 3rd Avenue.
All right, fine. So anyway, she goes, I had to throw you. She goes, I had to throw you. 50.
You're like drinking like your job.
50.
Everything else is like, you know, you're sweating like you're getting the fucking, you got all this sweat above your fucking lip. You're a mess. Your hands shaking.
My hands aren't shaking.
Yeah, they are. When you picked up your fucking tea, you don't even drink tea. What are you pretending you're Irish? Yeah, your hands are shaking.
My hands aren't shaking. Oh my God.
Why didn't your wife ever just get involved? Did you tell your wife you shit your pants?
No.
Did she hear you puking after you fucked her?
Yeah.
That's always a turn on. Fuck her. I'll never do that again. Honey, was it good for you? Blah.
My signature move. It's like my finisher.
First time I went down, I was with this girl. This girl I really liked. I ended up dating her for like 5 or 6 years. And I went down on her, you know. And then I was like, I was in the bathroom after for like a couple of minutes washing my hands and my face off. But her bathroom was all little. It was right off her bedroom. She goes, "Wow, you're in there for a long time, weren't you?" I'm like, "It's no disrespect. I just don't want to be covered with your fucking goo, you know?
Pussy juice.
Because once you jizz, you're like, get this shit off of me.
It's disgusting.
Get this off of my face and
my asshole." Hands. Anyway, so New Year's Eve. And then I went, so I was really embarrassed. So I just left. And I left everybody there. And I went by myself to a place called Mother's Ruin on Spring Street. New sponsor. And I went there. And I know the people that work there. And then I drank there till about 7 in the morning. And then.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they have a special liquor license on New Year's Eve where you can just, like, I don't know, drink.
Where's your, what does your wife think you're doing?
She knew.
She knew what?
That you were out drinking all night.
7 a.m.?
Well, that was a little late. She was annoyed. Usually, I think 5 o'clock would have been better.
And you went home by yourself?
Yeah.
And DeRosa just let you leave?
Yes. I'm a big boy.
Yeah, but you're blind. And it's New Year's Eve and you're
drunk. I get around. But I will say this. I leave the bar at like 6:30 in the morning. And
it's a good time to get an Uber.
It's like three. They're like these three black.
If you drink and drive, that's when you leave a bar, 6 in the morning, because then they think you're going to work.
You should always drive a bread truck.
Yeah.
I think you're just delivering bread. So these three black girls are like trying to get the places.
Oh, no. Did you take pictures?
These three black girls, the bar is packed. It's fucking packed. They're trying to get in the bar with these three, like, white guys. And
they won't let them in?
The bouncer was going, a big black guy. He goes, "I know y'all hookers. I know y'all hookers. I'm going to let you in this bar with these boys. You're hookers. I know it." And the black girls are going, like, "Fuck you, motherfucker." I'm standing there. I'm like, this city comes unhinged. It's good to have a last call. Like, it felt like the Wild West. It was like,
Were they hookers?
I don't know.
Probably hookers, right?
Probably hookers, yeah. I mean, honestly.
I mean, 6 o'clock.
I mean, they weren't church girls.
I mean, 6 o'clock, what are they hanging out with some white dudes for?
Yeah.
Plus, that's how they roll them.
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
They get them drunk. They put some in their drink. They hang them back. They finally go back to their hotel, and then they rob them.
Yep.
After they get their initial fee.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. So, anyway.
That's what they do to me, anyway. Go ahead, caller.
What do you got? Okay.
Hey, Brian McCarthy, how many drinks did you have on New Year's Eve?
You know what? I know I sound like I'm bullshitting you, but I didn't really drink that much because I remember getting in a car and going home. So I started drinking like in the afternoon, like 2 p.m, had a nice big boozy lunch with Joe DeRosa. And then probably from 2 p.m.
Then you never went home from your boozy lunch?
No, you went. I mean, we kind of bopped around.
What's your wife do?
What? Don't worry about it. Like, it's fine.
What did she do at midnight?
She had friends over. She had like a little girls' party. I wish it was a real little girl's party, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Well, good night. I bet you don't, man, because I bet you don't even remember the real reason why your throat's all scratchy.
Oh, yeah, because, oh, my God, my throat sounds terrible. All those, I sucked a horn dick. But basically what happened was, I would probably say for every hour I was awake, I had 3 drinks. So 2, 3, probably 26 drinks, maybe.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot. It's a lot.
I'd be scared.
But it's all worth it
because
you get to shit your pants when you walk your dog on a Wednesday.
Right. Well, I did tell my wife, I said, "Look, I'm going to have a dry January." And she goes, "Well, remember, we have that wine tasting next week." I'm like,
she's an enabler.
She's an enabler.
It's really her fault.
Right. It's her fault.
Wine tasting. Uh-huh. I do that every day, honey.
Exactly. Tastes great.
Is there a guest today? What's going on with that?
No, DeRosa canceled, and you know, we're only doing an hour anyway, so fuck it.
We're going to do our year.
He's a half a fag to begin with. So.
Yeah, I don't trust that guy.
I think he's
lying to Brian. He's making up a bunch of stories. He's got to do a pre-tape.
I was in the shower today, and my apartment has 2 bathrooms, and he's knocking on the bathroom door, and he's like, "I have to take a shit." So I'm like, all right, well.
You guys are so gay.
I was naked. He's walking in the house naked. And then my daughter was brushing her teeth in the other bathroom. And he's like, "Well, some kid is in the bathroom." I'm like, "My daughter." So I get out of the shower naked, open the door, and he sits down on the toilet and just starts shitting.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, this is like being on a submarine.
And then you went back to the shower?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. And we had a conversation as I was showering. And I was
About what?
just kind of what he was going to do with the show and, you know, bullshit. And then I was giving him, I was trying
to get. He's definitely gay. He's definitely some kind of gay.
I was washing my dick and I was.
There's no way. Would you guys insist you had to take a shit? A shit can always wait.
No, I would have to barge in and shit.
You would?
Especially in the morning.
Ugh. I don't give a shit. I have to take
you
shit.
You could just wait till a guy took a shower?
I couldn't hold it, no.
Get rid of that.
You shit while someone's showering. It's really hot and sweaty.
Yeah, I would just wait.
I had to pull over at the gas station this morning.
Yeah, it was pretty gross.
What's that?
Yeah. I had to pull over at the gas station this morning. I couldn't hold it.
Well, luckily I've done so much cocaine in the 90s that I can't smell anything. So,
and that is a blessing.
So it's kind of like just two burned holes.
You really can't smell anything?
Not really, no. Not,
you,
I mean,
got, you can't got see sinus anything troubles either.
You can't see or smell. I'm like Daredevil, the man who knows Joe is queer. That rhymes with the man without fear, in case everybody knows.
All right, thanks, caller.
Hey, Happy New Year.
All right.
See you, buddy.
Niggers.
You really are. You and Joe DeRosa really are. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Happy New Year's, guys.
Happy New Year to you.
I just got done with work, and I'm day drinking and doing a bunch of blow, so Happy New Year's, Brian.
Nice. Whoa.
You're going to do blow now?
What's that?
Yeah, I literally just inhaled cocaine right after I got on the got done talking to the producers. So, yeah, you guys caught me at a good time.
Nice, Bill. By the way, folks, this is Bill Schultz on the line.
Oh, hey, Bill.
Bill Schultz
don't
have the money
everybody.
To buy coke. Why'd he take a Greyhound bus to Florida? He's reenacting that movie with John Voight and Dustin Hoffman.
Right, he's playing both parts.
Yeah.
Right, so where do you live?
I live in Crookston, Minnesota, which is kind of near Fargo, North Dakota.
You can get cocaine in Minnesota?
Yeah, it's not the greatest, but it does the job.
Okay, good for you. How much is it, like an 8-ball, like 180 bucks?
Around 180 to 200.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, that's
what's your job that you just got off your job?
I'm a manager at a group home for adult people with disabilities, I had to do overnights because my two overnights, one's out of town and one called in sick.
Do you guys have any openings? I move in.
Wait, then you do blow.
Yeah, we got a bed for you, Brian. We got a bed.
Great.
So now you're going to do blow, then what are you going to do? Just hang, watch TV after you do blow?
No, I'm going to drink myself to sleep and then wake up, jerk off, and go back to sleep.
Oh, good for you.
It's like I'm looking in the mirror.
He's got a plan.
It really does. Exactly.
Got to respect a guy with a plan.
Yeah, no kidding.
Brian, how you look in the mirror? You're blind.
Well, I get real close. I get very close.
Oh, my bad, my blunder.
But I look on the side. I look on the side.
That's where the old folks, then he does blow.
Hey, not all of them are old. Sucks. Some of them are young.
So when you say, what's like the worst disability? Like cerebral palsy or something?
All of them are like mentally challenged.
Oh, wow. So they're like retarded, kind of.
Yes, they're retarded, but they're fully functioning. So they're some of them are low IQ, some of them are.
Why are they in a
retarded home
if they're fully functioning?
Well, fully functioning retards, totally different, totally different.
Explain.
You don't want them in society, Kevin. Okay.
Are they like the ones that you see working at like Walmart, or they have jobs?
Some of them they're kind of like the people you see at Walmart, but a little bit more retarded.
That's pretty hard. It's a pretty low bar.
Aisle 4B.
There are 9 items are left. There are 11 items. I know because I have 11 IQ points.
Hey, first things first, I want to say rest in peace to Super Dave Osborne.
Yeah, Bob Einstein died. Super Dave.
Of embarrassment?
Super Dave. You know Super Dave?
I remember. He's got a more famous brother.
Yeah,
Albert Einstein.
Brooks.
Albert Brooks, really?
Yeah.
Albert Einstein. That was funny.
No, that's his name, Albert Einstein. Bob Weinstein and Albert Einstein.
They change it to make it sound less Jewy?
No, because there can't be Albert Einstein.
Why not? It'd be awesome.
I don't know, Bob Weinstein, I don't know if he was always Bob Weinstein. I don't know if he was always Super Dave, but he was always Super Dave, but I know him from Letterman, and I guess Dan Kimmel picked him up.
What did he pass from?
76.
Natural causes, a.k.a. old person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he just died.
Yeah, 76.
Sometimes people do. That's
like
the average age.
He looked like 9 years old for 40 years.
You know why men die before women?
Because they want to.
Because they want to. And it's true. Like, I want to die.
Yeah.
My wife's like, no, this is a good life. I'm like, kill me. I think once a guy knows he's never going to fuck anybody else again, he wants to die. Do you just fart?
No.
Okay, be careful.
I move my feet. But I think Super Dave had a lot of work done on his face, a lot of plastic surgery.
Yeah, they all do.
Yeah. That Albert Brooks
well,
is
Jews
looking...
have money.
There you go.
Is this the Coke guy still?
Yeah, still, yeah.
Yes,
totally.
It is.
It's green.
The real reason why I called you guys last night while I was working overnight, I tried to watch Neil's Netflix special.
Yeah.
And made it about 3 minutes.
How was it?
Well, I made it 3 minutes and I turned it off, so pretty good. Pretty
like,
good.
I'd rather go deal with these retards.
I'd rather talk to retards.
Exactly.
Well, I was doing both at the same time, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck you, Neil. These retards need some cereal.
Wait, were you watching with headphones, or were you making everybody listen?
They were sleeping, and I was using my Roku to watch it via television.
So you didn't like it?
No, it was I made it within probably 3 to 5 minutes.
How do you look?
Like, that's good enough.
How do you look?
He looked like a lesbian with AIDS, like he always does.
Right. It'd be funny if one of the handicapped guys, like retarded guys, wakes up and goes, "This guy's a hack." What's the premise?
One of them said, "I like Kevin Brennan better." So
those retards are always
donate,
in my corner.
Donate.
Hashtag donate. You guys have a good rest of the day. Happy
yeah, man.
All right, enjoy your blow.
Yeah, enjoy your blow. Have a good one.
I will.
It's always white Christmas for him.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
It's always anywhere in Minnesota, Fargo. Go ahead, caller.
What do you got?
It's me, guys.
Oh, hey, what's going on, Mike? How are you, man? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys. I heard you guys talking to some retarded guy just now.
Yeah, he's a guy's doing cocaine, and he's just working with a bunch of low IQ, mentally challenged people. So no wonder
whoa,
he's a fan.
I was like, talking to retarded people. Is this a pun for me? You know?
Oh, no. That's called low hanging fruit. No, but leave my balls out of this.
No, because I was going to say, just listen to Brennan. Brennan, this is Neil. We got to run Neil over that fucking imbecile.
Yeah, they released, I didn't know they're still going to do it. They released, I guess, all 47 specials yesterday. And then I tweeted that big, flat, fat black girl. Because she's like, hey, how come women always want you to touch their stomach when they're pregnant?
Oh,
but nobody wants me to. I never do it. I'd be like, I just had a chicken parm sandwich. You want to touch my stomach? Just a big fat black girl. Like, who the fuck wants to see that? Can you show the clip, Garrett? It's just a fat,
it's
like people, fat, like if you're in a comedy club. If you're in a comedy club and they're fat, that's fine. But when you're watching at home, you don't want to watch fat people. It's just not funny. It's visually funny when you're there because you're like, oh, you see like the parameters of how fucking disgusting they are.
Sure,
but that's
sure
why fat people never get TV. Even when Bobby Kelly, like Bobby Kelly's going to get a show. He's not. No, he's not. He's too fat. They're not going to have a fucking fat guy. He's never been a fat guy's elite except for a rerun. And he wasn't even the lead.
No, he wasn't.
No.
And Louis Anderson had to make him a woman. Like, it's just not done. So, we got to get
this money out.
Mike, you mind? So, they're like, we got to get some diversity. So, we'll get a big, fat black girl because Yamanika, we already gave her one. Oh, it's unbelievable. Go ahead. Look at her. Look how fucking fat
how
she is.
Pregnant women, you've been around. I'm around a lot because
what the fuck
are
is she wearing? Like, what is that? What is it?
But if you leave, they always want you to touch their stomachs. They're like, can you feel him? Can you feel him kicking? How come I can't walk around and be like, can you feel it? Can you feel it? It's a spicy chicken sandwich. Can you
what
feel it
digesting? What the fuck
is
she wearing?
This is my bundle of joy.
And then I went to her Twitter. I went to her Twitter. I went to her Twitter. Like, what the fuck is she wearing? I went to her Twitter. She has a podcast called Why Won't You Date Me? And it's like, what the
There's
fuck?
A million reasons why, you fat fuck.
I was watching New Year's Eve. I was at home, so we were flicking around the channels, and then we go to NBC, and Leslie Jones and Chrissy Teigen are two of the three people. It's Carson Daly, Chrissy Teigen, and Leslie Jones. Two of them have,
I like Carson.
Two of them have blocked me on Twitter. And then Leslie Jones doing a thing like it's too much. It's like, yeah, everybody's beautiful. All guys are assholes, and all women are beautiful. Okay. Right.
I can't take this
conversation. Mara's like, she's like, look at this. Chrissy Teigen, they both personally blocked me on Twitter. Shouldn't I feel some kind of way?
Trick. Well, go for
I'm calling Carson Daly a fag.
Yeah, Carson Daly.
You want to go? You're a celebrity, you don't like. Get all these idiots riled up, and you'll get a sitcom.
Yep. I can't believe I ate the whole thing. Starring Kevin Brennan.
No, I know.
Pulo time.
Mike, you used to be fat. What do you think about fat people on TV? Are you for it or are you against it? Look at this picture.
You know what? tell them, you know what? If they're funny, who gives a shit what they do? That's what? The bottom line. But if they're funny, who cares? But the bottom line is...
Yeah, but a fat guy will never be a lead in a TV show. It's just, I can't even think of one.
Oh, wait, John Goodman.
He wasn't the lead. Roseanne, you dumb fuck.
What about Jake and the Fat Man?
Jake and the Fat Man, right. But wasn't Jake really handsome?
Yeah.
So the Fat Man was like, they're basically saying like, okay, if you're going to watch, they're basically, you know, spoiler alert, there's a fat guy on the show.
Kevin James.
Yeah, but he was not even fat. He was
TV
not
fat.
He's TV fat. He's exactly TV. But now, he's not really fat. He's just TV. He's not thin.
Oh, yeah.
And they gave him a thin fucking woman to be with, you know?
A little wife.
John Panette never had a show.
Never going to have. No. It just doesn't happen. Five fat guys don't get shows.
It doesn't fit on the TV.
Kind of. No, it's not funny. Like, it's funny in a club because you're like, oh, look how fat he is. And he does all these fat jokes.
But
when you're watching this fat, ugly lady on TV, you're like, ugh. And what the fuck is she wearing? And then she's like, why won't guys date me? It's like, would you date you? You're disgusting.
Yeah, but Mimi from the Drew Carey Show is awesome.
She's not the lead, Mike. Like, you'll never be a lead.
Funny, though.
Huh?
I'd take what she did. She made you a millionaire, I'm sure.
Amy Schumer's TV fat.
Not really. I mean, people think she's fat, but she's not. She's got a fat face, and she obviously overeats because she's got big arms and shit. But she's not, like, fat. Like, that girl, like, what the fuck was she wearing? Garrett, what is that? Was that like a dress?
I was hoping it was a belt around her stomach, but I think that was her stomach showing.
Yeah, that was a stomach and then like a dress, right?
Yeah.
And like how you can't wear anything that's not to make you look disgusting.
I love that you threw to Garrett for that, like, because Garrett loves fat black women. You're like, Garrett's like, oh yeah, there's a Lane Bryant collection.
No, because you can't see, so I just need some backup. Because I was watching,
it's like a muumuu. It's like a big dress with a big. I saw it with like an open. I thought it was a belt too, but it's her stomach.
Yeah, it's a muumuu. Is that what you call? What's a muumuu supposed to do?
Muumuu. Actually, it's
that's what fat girls wear.
Yeah, it's clothing that's utterly ridiculous.
Get it, muumuu.
So, yeah.
I'm gonna go have a footlong sandwich and celebrate all fat fucks right now.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, man. Happy New Year,
Mike. We love you.
Happy New Year, guys.
All right, you're the best, buddy. See ya.
Go ahead, caller.
Like 5 lemons in this tea. Jesus Christ.
How much did you ask for?
Kevin.
Yeah.
Happy New Year. It's Chad.
Oh, Chad.
Hey, Chad Zumbach. Happy New Year.
Chad.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Joe DeRosa canceled. So I was trying to get to the bottom of, like, if he's lying to Brian. I think Joe DeRosa is a bit of a, you know what, bit of a fag.
I don't think he's lying. I think
Does he have a girlfriend?
I don't think currently, no.
He's never really had one, right?
Never.
He's gay.
No,
anybody who can walk in to a guy when a guy's taking a shower because he has to take a shit. First of all, that's like foreplay anyway for fucking gay guys. You're in the shower. He's like, I got to take a shit.
I'm cleaning my asshole out.
Yeah, for you.
Ready.
So he's never had a girlfriend, right? Never been married.
Girlfriends.
Girlfriends. Yeah, so is Harrison Greenbaum. But that doesn't mean anything.
He's also talked about on like Opie and Anthony wanting to try and blow a guy. But like... I don't think I don't give a shit if he's gay or not, but whatever. I don't know. I mean, it's like,
you want him at your house because you're kind of gay too.
I'm not gay at all. I wish. I'm getting straighter by the day.
How do you even know? You took a test, 23andMe?
Yeah, 23andMe. I'm spitting that little cup. They're like, you're like 10% cum.
Chad, what do you got?
What's up, Chad?
Joe used to fuck Nikki Glaser.
Yeah, he's doing her show right now.
And, is that why you wanted to show Nikki Glaser's times, Kevin?
Yeah. Because Brian was, I think he's lying to Brian about what time that he couldn't do our show because he's got to do Nikki Glaser. He said he's doing a pre-tape at Nikki's show. Yep. I think it's a lie. But, you know, if he's homosexual, he's used to lying. A showbiz is homosexual, closeted homosexual. They're used to just lying and little, you know.
Not lying, but bending over.
Bending over and bending the truth.
Yeah, I don't think he lied. I don't care. It's fine. This is a great show. We don't need Joe DeRosa. I wish you could be here, but he can't. What are you going
to do? Chad, what do you got?
Yeah.
Hey, now, Kevin, were you on that show of the Louis audio that leaked?
No.
I think you were, because Carrie was emceeing.
Yeah, but Carrie emceed the other show, too. I was the 16th, 17th. That was the one that Joe List and Robert Kelly did.
Oh, okay, because I was going to blame that on you as a bad luck charm.
I know. I'm glad it wasn't my because I definitely would have got the blame. He would be like, "What, Brennan? Did you fucking
did you want to play the audio? Because they almost played the audio in Jim and Sam this morning, and then they at the last minute decided not to."
No, I don't want to play the audio because whatever. I can't. Whatever. It's just it's not worth it. You can just listen. First of all, the he's going to be a lightning rod for a while. People are really not happy. People are really fucking not happy.
He really doubled down.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, he could have, like, done his material. He could have, like, really pulled it back.
That's what I told him.
Safe jokes, you know.
That's what I told him. I said I was, like, I was really impressed that he, like, fucking just went at it the way he went at it. Because once I saw him do the whole hour, I was like, wow, that's crazy. Because it was really, he didn't pull any punches at all.
Right.
He could, like you said, he could have been like, hey, you know, what's with this airline food?
Yeah, man.
Because they still don't give a shit. They were like, oh, yeah, he's got to, because there's a fake Louis C.K. Twitter thing. And and it's Louis C.K., just like Louis spells his name, or the new Louis. And it's the guy basically just saying, like he's saying basic stuff, but it's really funny. And if you think it's like Louis saying it.
Right.
I'll be like, hey, you know what? Can you go to a Garrett? Some of the, and it's just, a lot of it's just like, you know, stuff you see on a fortune cookie.
Right.
But in the context of Louis saying it, it's really funny. What is he saying?
Kevin, has Louis said anything to you about it? Have you guys ever talked about it?
About what? No.
All the shit that's going on?
No.
So when you see him, like, what do you guys
He tweeted, I'm so fat.
What is it?
I exercise free speech. The truth hurts. I mean, it's funny coming from Louis. So if Louis came out and said, what does it say? Win some, lose some. And then Ellen Barkin, wishing rape on someone is never the answer. Because Ellen Barkin said she wanted him to be raped. And then Louis retweeted and said raping someone is never the answer. So then he goes, about to fart. You can go to it. I'm not making this up. I'm just reading off the screen. Fear what you don't know. Don't overthink life. I mean, a lot of it's just like fortune cookie stuff.
Or like inspirational posters that you buy.
Yeah, but if you think Louis doing it, it's like hilarious, right. You know? And it's actually funny because the guy, even pretending to be Louis, is funny. So my point is, if he comes out and he's like, you know, airline food,
right.
And he does his stand-up, like, all, like, safe stuff. They'd be like, it'd be funny because he's, like, doing a joke on hacky comics because he's afraid to whatever. But he did the opposite. He's going after all these fucking hot topics.
You go, hey, folks, why is airline food taste so plain?
Right? So you could write for him.
Yeah.
No, he never talks about it. He never talks about it, and you don't really bring it up. So, but people are so fucking mad, you know?
Judd Apatow really went nuts, right?
Yeah, I don't know why Judd, and then, you know, and then again, like, you know, they both work at the Comedy Cellar. They're both friends of the Comedy Cellar. So, is Noam going to get involved in that?
Yeah, why was he?
No, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, Judd Apatow is a complete fucking show business, you know what? So he'll take whatever side, and, you know, he'll say, I have daughters, and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, if him and Louie, I never saw them together, but I absolutely guarantee they were 100% chummy before this happened.
Sure.
So not Louis and this, and like I said, there were rumors about this, I guess, forever. I either didn't give a shit or wasn't aware of it, but I'm sure Judd Apatow was aware of it. So, you know, and then he was like hugging Louis and he's probably kissing Louis's ass every time he could. And now he's like, you know, this is so fucked up. And it's like, nothing's changed. Even that fucking video where he said the N-word, that video was out, has been out for years. And now people are like, oh, how dare he? Okay, it was already out. It was already out, and you were all kissing his ass then, and now he's like, so nothing's really changed, except that fact that, like, he got busted or he made it to fucking doing some weird shit.
I don't know.
And you always call me Kevin, you always call me a cuck, but did you see I went after Judd Apatow?
Yeah, that was a good job. That was a good job. But again, you'll never see him and you'll never be in his show.
Yeah.
Judd Apatow's done anyway. Judd Apatow's doing so much stand-up. He's never – Crashing stinks. It's going to be the last season. He's never going to have another TV show. It's just it's never going to be like a show where he's behind and it really drives it. Because, listen, stand-up is time-consuming. Anything's time-consuming. Having kids, being married, it's all time-consuming. So you only have so much time in the day. So there's no way he's going to be able to do stand-up as much as he's doing. And also doing a fucking a successful movie or show. Guarantee he never has another hit movie. Or a TV show, guaranteed. I'll pay you $100, Chad. I know you need it.
Well, I'm gonna be out in L.A., so I'm gonna run into him.
No, you won't
it
run
might
into
be
him.
Awkward.
He don't even know you.
You're right on to Chasen's.
I've met him before.
Okay, so he first of all, okay, well, you might run into him, but it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. So I remember
your tweet.
The fact of the matter is, everybody's like. It's like just I don't. It's not even their business. It's like it's not his business. Like he could say, he could be like, "Oh, well, I'm so disappointed that you know that Louis did this." It's like he, you know, you had to have known. Like Dave Rath, the manager, he's a whatchamacallit's manager, Pete Holmes. He like went after Louis, you know, blah blah blah. And I called him out on Facebook. I go, "You motherfuckers all knew about this. They all know everything. What do managers do other than gossip about every fucking buddy? They don't do anything." They talk about people. They talk to other managers. They talk to casting people. They talk to TV. They don't. So they just chatter. They know all the chatter. So all the fucking Louis C.K. stories they all knew. And now they're like, oh, what a horror.
Judd Apatow was on the line.
Thank you.
All right. See you later, Chad.
Oh, we could do
all
both
right,
if you want.
Right.
Okay.
No, you can stay on. Go ahead, Chud.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Judd, so why are you going after Louis so hard?
Well, I'm a little upset. As you know, I have some daughters. I'm not sure how many. I don't pay attention. But they're girls, and if anyone was ever to masturbate in front of them, I would tell them to report it after he finished coming.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen anymore because you have your phone, so you just whip out your phone. They whip out their dick, you whip out your phone, and then they put their dick away.
I made Freaks and Geeks. And I'm an artist, and I think that Louis was wrong, and I don't like what he's doing. And these Parkland kids, they're victims, and they were shot. Now, you're a dad. You should agree with this.
I do. I totally agree. But it's like, why are you getting involved? It's not your business. Are you trying to be a white knight? So
I'm
Amy
a bit
Schumer?
Of a faggot. I'm not going to lie. I'm a bit of a faggot, and I'm coming to rescue these people, these dead kids. I'm here to save them.
What are you working on, Chad? You working on a new Chad? Did you give? Who gave Judd shit online about his that he's not a real stand-up? Was that Sam Tripoli?
Sam Tripoli came after me, and the that feature guy that calls into your show all the time.
Here's the thing: you can go after Judd Apatow now because he's not going to do anything. He's not. He has no juice anymore. He's just like, I want to be a stand-up like Neil Brennan and Lenny Marcus. I want to be a fucking hero. I have a lot to say. I go up with a big fucking notepad and I do the same seven jokes every show.
I've done.
What's on your notepad? Recipes? Fucking tuna casserole? What's on your fucking notepad, Judd?
Sometimes the groceries that Leslie asked me to get.
Yeah, you're a real fucking cock. You know, I heard bad things about her.
Yeah, I heard she's a real cunt.
You said cunt or cock?
Cunt.
Anyway, so she gives you a lot of orders, right? Marching orders. She writes down a lot of stuff you have to pick up at the hardware
usually
store.
She'll say stuff like, get out of the room until this black guy comes in me. And then she'll also say, pay this black guy that just fucked me. And then she'll also say, I like Superbad. She did say that.
She likes Superbad, the movie?
The movie.
Was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but mostly she gets fucked by black guys.
Nice.
Hey, I have a question for Judd. When's Kevin's episode of Crashing coming out, Judd?
That's episode 3, I believe. We shot it at the Village Underground, but we pretended it was the real cellar. And if you look real close, you can see Esty passing a brown guy.
That's good stuff, Judd.
Someone's going to band again.
I can't follow Artie's nose. He was a great call.
They're all great calls. All their callers are great.
Yeah,
I'm like my mom.
I mean,
all my kids are great.
Artie's nose was a much more well-rounded character. Get it?
Yeah.
rounded because it's flat.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to put that on my notes to try at the comedy show tonight.
Where you going up? Brian always likes to ask that. Where do you go up?
Where do you go up?
We're like, yeah, we're all a bunch of retards. Where do you go up? We're looking for approval.
The Improv in Hollywood, I go up there when I'm in...
Do you work the store? I know everybody likes to call it the store. Do you work the store with Neil Brennan?
No, they don't let me in there. They call me a cuck faggot.
Cuck faggot.
Hey, but, Judd, when you do you go on the road and you do theaters?
No, I don't really go on the road. I just go and stay at hotels and pretend I'm filming documentaries.
Okay.
He does. That's true.
Really?
Yeah, he just says he
does.
I got
a new special idea. It's called Four Mics. It's Neil Brennan, and then I stand behind him.
All right, that'll work.
Did you guys catch some of those Netflix World specials?
No.
There's eight of them where people just click noises because they can't speak English.
Did you see that fat girl? She looks like Yamanika.
Yeah, I saw that. She's like Yamanika, but she wears purple.
Yeah.
Yam doesn't wear purple because it clashes with her skin.
You're friends with Yam, right?
Yeah, I'm really good friends with her. She came over and fucked my wife.
What'd she smell like?
A different guy. Different guy.
What'd she smell like?
A different guy. That was Mike Epps.
What is she? What does Yamanika smell like? Do they? I always think fat women smell like food.
No, they usually wear perfume. It covers it up. I never smelled Nicole Byers, but I did watch her special. It was some pretty good stuff. She said, like, it's like having a baby in her stomach when she has a chicken sandwich. And yes. I can relate to that.
Spicy chicken sandwich, right. Because it's hilarious, because it's like, right?
I'm fat.
Yeah, I'm fat. Like, we get it. I tweet, fat jokes are always clever. They always are. They always are. We're going to get Bobby Kelly to call in.
Oh, okay. When's he calling now?
No, we got to get him calling soon. Not today, but soon.
What?
Because he's fat?
I just think it'd be funny if he called in.
Yeah, well, he's not going to lose weight anytime soon. You could have him scheduled in the next 3 years. It'll probably be the same.
No, he won't come in. He's got to call in. Hint, hint. He's got to call in.
Oh, boy, you should get him to call in.
Yeah,
he probably smell like food. That's a good idea. Let me see if I can talk to him when I see him tonight.
Okay, yeah. All right, thanks, Judd.
Thanks, Charlie.
Okay, make sure you go out and watch Crashing. It's going to be the last season of it because it's not as good as that show that Showtime has about stand-up. And make sure you guys try and stop Louie. I don't like what he's doing. Oh, God, the black guy just got here to fuck my wife. I got to go pay him.
Oh, that's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
Chad, Chad, who do you really have a problem with? For real, do you don't have a problem with? Do you have a problem with Louie? You have a problem with Judd Apatow?
Apatow, I'm Team Louie all the way. What Judd Apatow did was bullshit, and you got to commend Sam Tripoli, dude. Everyone was texting Tripoli after that. Joe Rogan, they're all thanking Sam for doing that.
What'd he say?
They were just because they're not happy how Judd backdoored himself into comedy. He backdoored himself into it. We all know it. And Sam, who doesn't give a fuck, has nothing to lose. Just fired at him and said, "We know what you're all about, and we're not going to forget this."
Wait, what do you mean, backdoor? He uses celebrity to become a stand-up?
Exactly. He made himself into a powerful producer director, and then he said, "Okay, I'm going to be a stand-up now." We all know it.
God, this, by the way, 0.0001% of the population gives a shit about this.
What do they want to hear about? You puking? Are you shitting yourself while you walked your dog?
We already covered that.
The point is, Chad, that's what fucking Neil did. It's like they wait until, Judd will say he already did stand up, and then Neil did the same thing. Neil cut every line in show business. So Judd Apatow's not a good comic. He just, he likes the fact that when he goes up on stage, everybody knows who he is. Because he used to be friends with Sandler and whatever. And Sandler was always a crowd favorite. So now he's like, I'm a crowd favorite. So it's like, he's not terrible, but it's like the fact that Tripoli called him out. I mean, that's good, I guess. I don't know. I mean, it'd be better if fucking Rogan called him out, you know?
Yeah, everyone's like, thank you. You're a hero. Like, why doesn't everyone start calling him out? What can Judd Apatow do for Joe Rogan? Nothing.
Right, but Rogan's too much of like a, he's like one of the leaders in the community now. So if he goes after him, it's like the mafia fucking, it's like one of the five families going after him. But so he has Sam Tripoli. He doesn't have Sam Tripoli, but Sam Tripoli does it. So whatever, it's just like one of those things where, you know, I don't even know if Apatow gives a shit, you know. And he'll say he's fighting a bigger war because he's got a, because of the Louis thing. Like, but again, I know how it works. That's why the fight, that's why the show, they play this song at the minute. There's no business like show business, because it's all a joke. It's all a big fucking joke. Like, it's all a joke. Even a fucking Rogan texted Sam Tripoli, way to go, Sam. You fucking do it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. What's everyone so scared of?
Because it's just, that's not how you play. That's not how you play. People think I'm crazy to go after my own brother. They think I'm nuts.
Well,
fucking Joe List said one time, he goes, he didn't say it to me, he goes, yeah, but he goes after his own brother. I guess he said a Bobby Kelly show one time, he goes, yeah, I don't know about Brennan. He fucking shits on his own brother. Because it's like you're breaking the code. Breaking like three codes.
Yeah, a lot of codes are. Yeah, you're
breaking a show business code, a family code, a fucking
restaurant. You'd be getting shut down immediately.
So the point is, it's a, what?
Kevin, why'd you try to get me in trouble with the Leo with that tweet?
I don't know. Why not?
That's fucked up, man.
No, because I know D'Elia. First of all, I know D'Elia's friends with Neil, and I kind of want D'Elia to think I'm a fucking asshole. Because I just want him to text to Neil, like, what's your deal with your brother? Neil will be like, oh, fuck, is he going after you now, too? I'm going after the Pope. I don't give a fuck. I retweet the Pope. Yesterday I was in a bad mood, so I just go to Twitter. It's some fucking release, and whatever. I try to fucking nip it in the bud, but he's got to know it's a joke. And what the fuck? He don't even use you anymore anyway.
You don't know that. You don't know when he's going to take me back out.
He ain't going to use you. He told me.
Yeah, right.
He had Neil. The fact that Neil's even involved in this shit makes me sick to my stomach. Because Neil did the same thing Judd Apatow did. So Sam Tripoli should fucking out Neil too. I'm sure all the real comics in LA, they play the game with Neil. Like, but I know that they know they don't think Neil's a real comic because he ain't.
Well, Neil didn't go after Louis. He didn't say anything. So that was the difference between Apatow and Louis. He started. Apatow's pretending like he's running stand-up and what you should say and what you shouldn't say on stage. Neil's
no, he's saying
that.
He's pretending he's an authority. Well, he's not. He's saying I'm a big deal in show business, so I have something to say. I want to say it. So he's a big. He's much bigger than Neil. Nobody gives a fuck what Neil says. But Judd Apatow's had successful movies, successful TV shows. So he has more credibility. He has more street cred than Neil. So whatever. So. But, you know, just the fact that, like, let him do stand-up. I'm just saying he'll never have a successful movie or TV show the rest of his fucking life. That's a guarantee. Because showbiz, once you start doing stand-up, like, full-time, it's just way too time-consuming. You start thinking about just jokes all the time or whatever. I did this bit. Your focus ain't shit. Your focus is for shit. I don't even know what I'm saying. Go ahead, Brian. What do you want to talk about? Because I know nobody cares about that. So let's talk about when you take a shit. Does your dog pick up when you're walking your dog? Does your dog go like, what the fuck? I thought I was going to take a shit.
Yeah, I was in the house.
Did your dog try to pick it up?
Luckily, I've got big, juicy butt cheeks. So it got caught in the hair. So it didn't really come out.
Joe DeRosa cleaned it out with his tongue?
No. I sat right down.
Hey, Chad, you got anything on Joe DeRosa being gay?
No, he used to fuck Nikki Glaser. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, but she's got a man's body anyway, right? No tits,
oh,
no
shit.
Ass.
She likes anal.
Really?
Yeah.
So then he probably is gay.
No, she likes getting it, not giving it.
No, so no, he likes giving it. So she likes anal. So that's perfect for him because he likes anal because he's a faggot.
Well, I don't think Joe's gay, but
he's definitely gay. Can you tweet that, Chad, and tag me so I know that you did it? Ah, it's good to be back.
That's great. Week and a half off. You feel refreshed?
I felt terrible. I almost fucking killed somebody yesterday.
What happened?
No, I'm just sick of it. My kids have all these fucking days off. They have nothing to do. I got my son PS4. I don't even know how it works. I have no idea how it works. And then you look at these YouTube videos. They do like, you want to learn how to crossover dribble? I want to know how to pass an inbounds pass and shoot it. I got to fucking hire Kevin Hart to come teach me how to fucking play? I have no idea how to play, and they don't teach you. It's just a fucking nightmare. So my son's like losing 38-2.
He can't do it either?
No, nobody can do it. They don't teach you.
Here's the thing. Those 2K, whatever it was called, there's so many iterations of them, like so many years of them.
I know.
Like at this point, they just assume you know.
Exactly. That's what I told my wife. I go, they assume you grew up on it and you know exactly. And they make it a little bit different this year. And it's a little bit more sophisticated. I don't even know. I don't know how to do any of it. I'm just sitting there like, this is a fucking nightmare. And my kids have day off after day off. And they're like, Dad, you want? I'm like, no, I don't want to do it. I want to fucking go to work. I want to be out of this fucking house.
Yeah, one of my kids has 2 weeks off for Christmas. It's a lot.
Yeah, they head off since 2 weeks ago Thursday, so they almost had 2 full weeks. They had a half day on Friday. The last full day was 2 weeks ago Thursday, so they almost had, and then they want their first day back was today. It's too much. It's stupid.
Yeah,
and the kids don't play like they used to. They're all inside. Fucking and playing video games. At least when we grew up, we would be outside playing and shoplifting. We would at least walk to the town square.
You have that big circle thing with a stick that you'd be run next to it, and you'd, you know what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah. We'd see Tom Sawyer. No, but at least we'd fucking ghost. Even if we were doing bad shit, at least we were fucking not sitting around all day. Now that's why kids are fat. I mean, it's not why kids are fat, because kids want to eat shit and they don't exercise. They don't even leave their fucking house.
You ever see Huck's Friend?
Who, the
yes.
The Trigger?
Yeah, Trigger Jim. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
It was just a nickname.
I know.
It was not disrespectful.
No. They just were called.
With all due respect.
It was 1840. What do you want?
With all due respect, Trigger Jim.
Yeah, it's okay. Karen, Louie's got a really funny bit about Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn.
I bet he does.
Yeah. And then he wish they all died.
So you support Louis 100%, right? I like how people are like, it's free speech. Like, it's just, first of all, it's stand-up comedy. Who gives a shit? Louis has all these hours of fucking comedy. It doesn't really matter. It's just another bit. Who cares? He's not married to it anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's the fucked up part of it, is the fact that someone recorded it. And, that's not even done. That hour is not done.
Nobody gives a shit. There's no fucking rules. People have phones. They're going to record it. I'm surprised it took this long for it to get out. I mean, you can't get mad. They don't check for phones at the club. They're going to have to now, but they weren't checking for fucking phones. And then they take it down. Who gives a shit? It's not done. He done like 20 hours.
You recorded Louis by accident.
Yeah. It wasn't me. I swear to God. It doesn't, who gives a shit? You act like he's a fucking, he's not done yet. Who cares? It's just another bit. How many bits has he written? A million. So who gives a shit? I'll write another one. Wasn't done.
Right.
He's an artist. He wasn't even dry yet. You're a fucking hack, Chad. You LA hacks are like, Chris D'Elia, did you see his new hour? Oh my God. He's an artiste. What a fucking, you faggots.
You know, really,
but the problem is you put Louis and these guys on a pedestal, and then when disappoint you, you're like, oh no. Oh no. He was a superhero. He's just a fucking fat dude with red hair that wrote a lot of bits and a couple of good TV shows. Oh my God, what a disappointment. I could see if the Pope got busted jerk off in front of 7 kids. He's a fucking comic from Boston.
Yeah, it'd be really great, though, if he doubled down, and now he's out there, and he's like, you know what never happened is the Holocaust. That never happened, and I wish that all hilarious. Babies would die.
That would be hilarious. Like,
totally implodes.
He said, I think he told me backstage he used to have a bit about something like that.
Yeah. So,
about, so I'm not going to quote it.
It's a tour called Greatest Hits.
But it would be funny. It was like, he goes, yeah, I think just everything that you can't say.
Yeah.
Black people are inferior.
Exactly. Their brains are smaller.
Yeah, their brains. They have bigger thighs but smaller brains. Yeah,
just everything. Women are stupid.
Yeah, women shouldn't be driving.
Great. Oh, my God.
Oh, Chad.
Oh, what a world.
Yeah, so, but you guys in L.A., you're all fucking sucking each other's cocks, and you'd be like, oh, this guy, you see, this guy's great. He's great. He's great. It's just guys fucking putting words together. I watched Lenny recently. I'm like, Jesus Christ, he's doing the bit where, like, the waterfalls, you know, every comic in New York does the thing where it's not even raining and some liquid falls on your head. And now Lenny's doing that. It's like, hey, my take! Everybody else has done a take. Can I do my take? So it's like the fact that comics are not fucking artists, Chad. You can tell everybody out there. They're not artists. They're new hour. But a guy's had 8 hours. It's like, come on, man. It's like Brian taking another shit.
Yeah, my butt cheeks caught it.
It's like Brian going like, don't take a picture of this shit. This is artwork.
Yeah, I was...
So, of course, in a modern technology, somebody can have their phone. You can tape a guy easily. You can have your phone on in your fucking purse. You can't ask all these cunts while they walk into the club. Let me just go into your purse.
Well, they do it in, like, theaters.
No, they do. They're going to have to now. When he goes on the road, they're going to have to fucking say, we're going to need your phone. But they still can't go through it. A guy could have it on it like a gun. He could fucking hit record, put it on, go in. Are they going to frisk everybody to see if he has a gun strap? I mean, a fucking phone strapped to his leg?
The club catches you recording it. Well, they can't arrest you.
Yeah, it's not. So they're just going to have to be vigilant to, like, if somebody posts it on YouTube, they're just going to have to take it down. Did they take it down because it's because it had a bad content? It had, or they don't, YouTube doesn't give a shit.
YouTube doesn't give a shit, but I think Louis' people were policing. But now it's all over. They took it down originally, but now you can get it everywhere.
I also think they
the whole hour, or just that clip.
The whole hour. You can listen to it right now on YouTube.
But I think they also took it down because he played a song from Beatles' Revolver.
That's what he should do. In the middle of every set, play Let It Be.
Like birds singing in the dead of night.
No, but I don't. First of all, you think? Wait, I don't even know if it's going to matter. You think everyone's going to listen to it?
Oh, yeah. If you go to any playlist, it got over 100,000 views. Everyone's listening.
Yeah, but
everyone's curious.
Huh?
Everyone's curious.
Yeah, but can't they take it? Can't they just keep taking it down? Or is it like whack-a-mole keeps popping up somewhere else?
Yeah, it's like whack-a-mole.
Well, it's the same thing with Compound Media. Compound Media, when somebody tries to upload it, they just go and they take it down.
Yeah, but so why can't they just do it with Louis' set?
They're trying.
It'd be funny if it was like you were one of those Palmdale parents and you're listening and you're like, I got to admit, this is pretty funny.
Yeah, but can't YouTube just like as soon as they know what's active. They know when something starts to get a pop.
It has feeds everywhere. It's no. It, once something goes up, it can be pulled down, but they can do like an audio screenshot. So it's like, it's out there.
Huh.
You know, like the Paris Hilton video, when it first came out, you know, you had to buy it for one night in Paris. Clever. And you had to buy it for $30. You could watch it once. But now it's all over. I just talked to it yesterday.
You did?
Huh?
Where?
In my bedroom.
Who queued it up for? One of your daughters?
No, I had a... No, how dare you. Now, hey, Judd, get on the horn. We got another one.
Oh, wait, so you can just go up Louis C.K. and you can find it on YouTube right now, the whole hour.
Garrett, can we look for it?
Sure.
Thanks.
Pulled up on my favorites.
See how long it takes you.
Oh, guys. It'll be the first hit on any porn site.
On porn?
The Paris Hilton?
No, Jesus.
Louis C.K.
Garrett's not paying attention at all.
Put your dick away.
The last night in Paris. I thought.
No, see where you can find a Louis. Chad, you can find. Is it the just?
Yeah, it's
on
Twitter.
Yeah, it's on Twitter, but just the one bit, right? You can't find
it. No, I listened to it on YouTube this morning.
The whole hour?
I tapped out about 30 minutes in. I was like, I get it.
Oh, you get it. Well, so you liked it or no?
Yeah, I mean, he's taking chances, and that's what a good comic does. They take chances. Oh, and the fact that he's doubling down during this situation makes me respect him more.
Well...
You know who really takes chances? The guy who pushes somebody in front of the subway. That's the guy who's taking chances.
Dude,
he could get dragged in, too. He's going to go to jail.
Walk into a bar. Boom!
Because, I mean, you got to live with that the rest of your life. Hey, I pushed somebody in front of the F train. That's the guy who's taking chances.
I knew a friend of mine.
Go to Harlem and yell trigger.
I was at a friend of mine at a
stop. The 125th Street stop and just start yelling.
125th Street, what, in front of the new Williams-Sonoma?
Yeah.
I was at a friend of mine was at a synagogue and he saw the worst thing he ever seen in his life. There was a father playing with his new baby. So horrible. And he threw the baby up and he missed and the baby died and it fell right on the ground.
No.
I swear to God.
Where'd you see this?
My friend David, who actually has an office right around here, he was at the reception and there was like, they were doing some kind of Jewish baby thing and the baby like splatted on the ground, and that was it.
It was a real baby.
The real baby.
It wasn't like trick photography.
Brand new baby. Like a
Chad, you know. But I just realized. I think people when Louis like goes on tour with it, I still think people almost just go to just see Louis. You know.
They should bring him out of like a cage, like a Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, I know. That's what I said. Wheel him in like a wheelbarrow, and his face is all. He's got that mask. It's like, let me at these.
Where are these babies? I want to fuck a baby.
Let me at these edgy bits.
Did you find it?
The full set? No. I find links to it on his site, but then you have to pay for it.
On whose site?
Louis.
The new bit? The new set?
That's what it says. It keeps saying go to louisck.net, and you could buy his set at Governor's.
Oh, you can buy it?
That's what it's saying, yeah.
Oh, that's what he's doing? Chad, you hear about that? You can buy the set. You can buy the set.
And it comes with a Blu-ray version of Homer and Pete or whatever, that terrible, terrible show he made.
Horace and Pete. My wife loved that show.
I don't know how. It's unwatchable. I mean, God bless him. I'm a big fan, but...
Chad, so Garrett's saying you can go, the links are taking you to Louis' website, and Louis' website you can buy the set.
I mean, that's what it is now, but this morning it wasn't like that. I listened to it on YouTube, so I don't know what's going on.
You listen to it, yeah. I don't know. So maybe it's like if you're a real fan will pay to listen to it.
So, okay, you know, it was like a trailer or something, and then he put up the whole set. And the same guy that said, that directed to Louis C.K.'s site. So the whole set is
on. So you're going to be just sitting... at home with your hand in your underwear arguing, playing with somebody.
Wait, what is this?
So this is the Parkland thing. It's 50 minutes or whatever.
No, but wait. Here, cut that off. I don't want to hear it. But so that's on his website now?
There's just a fan, Ruben Rock. And he puts, like, support Louis at his website and says that you could buy these sets at his site, but then he also posted it for free on YouTube. So I don't know.
All right. I'll go to Louis' site after the show just to say.
It'd be funny if Louis' people were kind of like, you know, let's just throw this thing up because we can make a couple of bucks. You know? I mean, Louis needs money.
No, I think they're going to fight it because if he... I mean, I know he's doing dates this year. So he's going to... But I still think people go out because they just want to see... They just want to see it, you know?
He's like the Elephant Man of comedy.
It is like a spectacle because it's like you can't you kind of can't believe it. He's such a fucking lightning rod that you're like you just want to be like kind of you're like oh he's really gonna be here and then you'll go you'll be like oh he's really fucking here that's really Louis you know?
You want to smell the ozone
yeah
so. You should do it in the Elephant Man voice be like I've never known a child I wouldn't have wanted to fuck in the ass
after he got in trouble with the Chris Rock thing I saw Chris Rock at the Cellar. And he was sitting at the comics table, and it was just like, I didn't want to sit there, so I just avoided it. But I was going to go up to him and go like, hey, can I say it too? Mind if I say it? Because I'm going to say it.
Yeah, watch out.
Yeah, because am I cool enough to say it?
No.
Anyway. All right, Chad.
Chad, where were you New Year's Eve?
You got any plugs?
No, I did a corporate gig on New Year's in Michigan.
Mm. Sounds... Sounds enthralling.
Who do you,
the UP?
He asked me a question.
The UP?
Yeah, no, it was right outside of Ann Arbor. It was just a shitty gig. It was a cash grab. I just went and did it because it paid well.
By yourself?
I had openers, but I didn't bring them. They had them booked.
And how'd you do?
I did good. I had to do an hour, and I you know, the guy liked me, and that was it.
He's going to bring you back next year? You're all right, kid.
You're right, kid.
And it's gonna be a Ann Arbor tradition.
Like, count out money on a hubcap. 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, Chad, you're all right. Thanks for calling in. We got to wrap it up.
See ya.
All right, happy holidays.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Happy holidays, Kwanzaa.
Guess where else
Kwanzaa's still going on?
We have the Three Kings is coming up.
Oh yeah, when's that? The 6th?
6th or 7th? Yeah.
My sister's birthday is the 6th.
All right. Yeah, with Three Kings and a dyke.
She was a dyke.
Do you like her brother-in-law?
She don't have one.
Oh, she's single?
No, she was married, and then, of course, she got divorced.
Yeah.
My older siblings all got divorced. My older brother and older sister, because you know they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Then when you watch them get married and like all the shit they go through, you're like, I'm not gonna get married unless it's like better situated.
Neil's the youngest. What's the one older than Neil?
Danny.
Okay, and you're close to
married. He's not married, but he has a child. He's a baby mama.
All right.
He's Russian or something.
Yeah. Well, she slowed down. She should slow down and take care of that baby.
He's Russian again. Wait, what happened with the baby? He threw it up in the air?
Yeah. He was like literally playing with the brand new baby. It was like a little baby and like.
It wasn't his?
It was his son. So like he basically killed his own son
He threw
like,
it up and didn't catch it?
I don't. Yeah. Jews aren't good at sports. So.
Black guy would never drop it.
He'd dribble it.
They have stick them.
But anyway, it's horrible. You imagine
that's
like,
on YouTube?
No, it happened. We can verify. I can call my friend David. We can
wrap
like
wrap it up. So, but then the baby died. You know, the baby died.
Yes,
just from the one fall.
Yeah, it's marble floor or whatever. I don't know. It's like babies have soft heads.
They sure do.
You know, yeah. You push it, stuff comes out of their ears.
Mm-hmm.
So
anyway,
yeah.
All right. So happy New Year, everybody.
I have an announcement, please.
A big announcement.
Oh, the biggest. If you go to BrianPMcCarthy.com today, enter promo code, all caps, BBCULO, C-U-L-O, $5 off a shirt.
No way.
Start the new year in style.
No way.
Right. Only $34.95.
Have a t-shirt, Mrs. Brennan's Culo yet?
No, we're doing it. We're coming up. It's going to say eat my culo. It's going to be our first women's
shirt. On the front.
Yeah. And the back is a big picture of me.
Oh, why you? Why not her culo?
Because I don't what, like a big brown star with hairs coming out of it?
Yeah, but is that appropriate to eat my culo?
Yeah. I'm buying your wife the first one.
Yeah, but who's going to, people can't wear it because you can't say offensive stuff on the front. You say it on the back where people can't see it.
But the point is for them to see it.
Is it?
My friend Desmond, remember
that? You say, check the back, and it says, eat my culo, and a big picture of a pussy. What?
You might have an associate producer credit on this project.
You know, you got to say, check my back.
Yeah, literally.
Something like that. Yeah, the back. Yeah, something the back. About right, some right, pun right. On the back.
So go to Brian P. McCarthy.
My backside, and then it says, on the back, it says, eat my culo.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Thank you.
Sure, you're good. He's a good kid over there. He's an idea man. We'll run up the flagpole.
Oh, what the fuck was that?
No. What?
Something like a firecracker.
Hey, something drip on your head? That's Lenny's bit.
When I saw that, I go, oh, my God. That's why I have no respect for stand-up comedy because it's like, it's just that the audience doesn't know what's hacked. They don't know.
Right.
They're like, if the guy's famous, nothing's hacked. And if you're not famous, then, like, practically everything's hacked. So you're just, I'm like, he's really doing this bit? Oh, my God. Yeah, and then people always go like, he's a good comic. It's like, why? Because he gets laughs in his fucking hometown? It's like, just shut the fuck up.
What was Chad's quote? He's a true artist, so he takes chances?
Yeah.
That's another
a real comic, that's what a real comic does. He takes chances.
That'll be my first sweatshirt.
Taking chances. Like I said, there's comics taking chances with words that's like hardly.
Yeah.
It's nothing. Please, guys, go to war. Is that taking a? Exactly. Is that risky?
Yeah, fire.
No, that's no. But Doug Stanhope talking about alcoholics. That's edgy. It's like, who gives a shit? When's the last time a guy got into a fucking fight? And the fact that Joe Rogan's not like, thanks, Sam. It's like, why do you say it? Like, what are they afraid of? It's like everybody acts like they're tough, but they're all still businessmen. They're going to run some fucking business.
Oh, yeah.
And so he can't say it. So Sam Tripoli's never going to be in a fucking Judd Apatow show or movie because he ain't doing them anymore. So Sam goes after because then Sam can get attention. Sam's a good guy. I like him, and he's a funny guy. He's a good comic. So I got I'm glad Sam did it. But it's still like the whole thing, like, you know, thanks for doing it. You know, like he's fucking Rosa Parks, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, thanks to the booth.
Yay!
Thanks to the Compound Media for having us back.
That's right, 2019, baby.
It's a long fucking break. Too long, if you ask me.
Yeah, like a whip.
Like what?
Like Indiana Jones. No.
I got blisters on my fingers!